Thank you, and good morning, everyone. I am with the District Nursing Services Asthma Program. However, I think it's important to clarify that I'm not a nurse. I'm actually a teacher. I'm the teacher advisor for the program. I have nothing to disclose regarding this program. Oh, and on the previous slide, you saw another name. That was Katie Van Cleve, formerly of the American Lung Association. She had a huge part in the creation of this program. What I'd like to do today, really, is to look at what kinds of things we did in our presentations with PE teachers and how successful it was. And then my goal was really to give you an opportunity to review those materials and see if they would work in your school district or school. However, because of the limited time, we can't get that far. There are CDs on the back of the table there with three entire presentations for training PE teachers about asthma. Feel free to use those. There's other resources, including posters and some other things that we'll get into. So please take those. But before we get started, was this program successful? I think it's always important to get that done up front. Well, some of the things that we found was that PE teachers showed a 12% increase in their ability to identify asthma symptoms, a 7% increase in their in being able to identify asthma as a chronic disease, but one that is controllable with medications and with trigger avoidance, a 23% increase in their ability to identify when to call 911 for emergency services, a 13% increase in identifying the relationship between asthma, physical activity, and obesity, a 29% increase in teachers feeling very comfortable to completely comfortable in identifying asthma triggers. And I think this is extremely important because if they can start identifying these triggers, they can help their students start to avoid the triggers. And this is what I think is the most significant, a 30% increase in their feeling comfortable or very comfortable in being able to deal with an asthma emergency. Now, I always stress with teachers, know your limitations. You are not a medical provider. You are not a clinician. You are not a nurse. Know your limitations. But the fact that they feel more comfortable in what to do in these situations means that they will be more willing to keep their kids physically active when they have asthma. Two things that we noticed a lot was that teachers would get notes from the doctor saying, this child has asthma, no PE. And they would say, sit on the bench, or, oh, it's probably not real, go run anyways. So we were trying to get this balance in there. That was one of our goals. So how did we do this? The American Lung Association got a grant from their national office, and the grant was the Asthma Friendly Schools Initiative, which came from the CDC Division of Adolescent and School Health. It was a small grant, but it really was an impetus to us getting started working with PE teachers. But before we did that, we had to look and see where the need was in our district for asthma education. As I said, I'm part of an asthma program in our district. We actually have four case management nurses who go out to homes and educate families about medications and about how to eliminate asthma triggers in their homes. And it's a great program, but there's always ways to improve. So we used the School Health Index from the CDC, and we got together about 40 stakeholders throughout our district who represented things as areas as diverse as school mental health, principals, school administrator, district administrators, and outside organizations. And when we looked at the data that we collected from this, we found that one of the areas that really needed improvement was educating our PE teachers. So where did we start? We started by looking at or talking to our person who's in charge of all our PE teachers in our district. Los Angeles Unified School District is rather large. We have over 677,000 students. We cover over 700 square miles, and we have over 1,500 PE teachers. So we had a huge task ahead of us. So our first year was starting to plan, and our planning went into effect in the second year. And it started out with getting access to department chairs of PE. And our goal here was to give them some basic training about asthma and then give them resources to go back and work with their staff. The primary resource was a narrated PowerPoint, so they could put it in their computer, let it run, and it would go through the training. We thought that a lot of them would be able to do this. However, of the 64 department chairs that we worked with, only 19 were able to go back and work with their staff, because although they were supposed to have time to work with their staff, often administrators took that time away. This happens a lot in our school district because of different priorities, so we have to always work with other priority areas. Luckily, we have a very strong person in charge of physical education in our district, and he constantly reminds people within our district about research that shows that the more physically active students are, the more likely they are to succeed academically. But what we did find was that the PE teachers, department chairs who took the information back to their staff and then returned the pre-post survey, where our data comes from, their results were very, very close to the results we had when we had firsthand work with the teachers. So then we designed our first module, Module 1, which we reached about 800 teachers in a year. The reason that we were able to reach so many in this situation was that the person, once again, who was in charge of PE for our district had just received several grants to roll out new PE standards. And he wanted us involved in this. He wanted PE teachers to know about asthma. And I really can't tell you how enthusiastic these teachers were. They really were interested. They really care about their students. They want to see all of them succeed. So, what are some of the components? Well, I always like to start out with a hook. So, in our school district being so large, we estimate that we have 63,000 students with asthma. There was a study done in California called The Burden of Asthma in California, and it stated that 2.6 days were missed per year because of asthma for students with asthma. So, we did a little math, over 160,000 missed days per year, at a cost of over $5 million per year to our school district. I use this with administrators too. I really believe it's important that we get their attention, because what are school personnel interested in, administrators? Money, academic performance. Student health, yes, but as long as it, you know, leads to those two things. We also wanted the PE teachers to know that they weren't alone, that the national guidelines stress the need for physical activity for all students, including students with asthma. We went over some asthma basics with the PE teachers. We wanted them to know what some basic symptoms were of asthma. We also went over specifics about what happens in the airways with inflammation, extra mucus production, and muscle constriction. We wanted them to feel like they started to understand a little bit about what their students were going through. And then if their students said they couldn't breathe, they weren't just making that up in many cases. Then we went over what causes some of these symptoms. We went over triggers. You'll notice that exercise is on here. We had to include exercise, certainly, but we wanted the PE teachers to know that that didn't mean that kids with asthma didn't participate in physical activity. One of the things that you will find on the CD of our full presentation is a video. It's a video we did with a professional football player named Chris Draft, who happens to have asthma. And it was just a very short 30-second video, and it's really, I was going to include it here, but I didn't know how much time I would have, so I'll give you the gist of it. The gist of it is Chris comes on and says, you know, I'm a professional football player, I have asthma, but what do? I use my medications, I see my doctor regularly, I avoid my triggers so I can do my job. If you have asthma and there's days you need to do less, that's okay, but make sure that you don't let asthma stop you, because I don't let asthma stop me. And that's the message we want to get through to kids who have asthma. We want to change the idea about asthma. Asthma is not a disease of people who are weak. It is a disease of people, strong people, all types of people. Thank you. We also went over medications. I think it's really important for teachers and PE teachers to know what medications students with asthma take. And we went over how to use the medications properly, the use of a spacer, because the PE teachers may be the ones seeing the kids using the medication. So they should have some knowledge of this. Once again, they are not medical providers, clinicians, or nurses. So they may not feel comfortable teaching a child how to use their medication, but if they see that they're not using it properly, that gives them the opportunity to talk to the school nurse and refer this child so they can get some help. We went over the connection between obesity and asthma and physical activity. And then, what's the role of a PE teacher when they have students with asthma? First of all, they should be identifying those students who have asthma. How do they do that? Working with the school nurse, once again. And PE teachers, I always stress with them, they are so valuable to that relationship with the school nurse because they may be the ones who see the symptoms before the nurse does. They may be the ones who see the symptoms and the parent hasn't told the nurse yet that the child has asthma. So we really, really stress that communication part. Modification of physical activity if necessary. If they have a big mile run coming up or the fitness gram coming up, looking at that window of opportunity to give those tests so that they make sure that they have time when it's not on a day where there's a lot of pollution in the air or it's very hot. And then things like limiting exposure to sprays such as deodorant in the locker room. You heard a little bit about tools for schools already. We modified one of the checklists for tools for schools specifically for use in the locker room to make it something that the PE teacher could use. And also using things like the AQMD, so finding out about outdoor air quality. We also gave them a poster about what to do in an asthma emergency, something we think all of them should know about. And when you see this actual presentation, if you click on the picture of the nurse and the child, a little video will pop up here also. In the fourth year, we reached about 531 PE teachers. This year, some of the PE teachers were repeats, some of them weren't. So for repeats, we designed a new module, Module 2, and we made it more scenario-based. So now they had some information. Now let's see, how do you actually deal with specific situations? We broke them up into groups, gave them opportunities to brainstorm. So if a child has is using asthma as a reason to get out of PE, says that they can't, you know, what are you going to do? A lot of PE teachers would just give them an assignment to do or give them a job to do, keeping score of a game or something like that. They actually came to us and said, what else can we do? So one of the other things on the resource CD you will find is a one-page handout for the PE teacher to give to that child with asthma who says they can't participate. And it says, you know, you're not alone. Lots of kids have asthma. I'm concerned about you. I want you to participate. Here's some facts about asthma. Now I want you to answer some questions. What are your asthma triggers? What do you do to avoid them? Did you take your medication before physical activity if you were supposed to? So that the child starts to become self-reflective. We want to empower the children. We want them to manage their asthma. We're not always going to be around, nor are their parents. We also wanted them to know that there is a self-carry law in California. Students with doctor's permission, parent permission, on file in the nurse's office can self-carry. And one of the things that I neglected to put in my PowerPoint, but is back there for you, is a poster. This is a poster very similar to posters you've seen before, showing two airways, one with constriction, mucus, and inflammation, the other one clear. Often, the one with the mucus, constriction, and inflammation is called asthmatic. The other one, normal. We changed this language to, when your asthma is uncontrolled versus when your asthma is controlled. We need to give people the message you can control your asthma. It's not that you're not normal, it's that you have a disease, you need to deal with it. Thank you.
Thank you, Raymond.